Ghosts, cryptids, murder, conspiracies, beer, what, the ale. Hello, friends.
Hello.
Welcome back to What the Ale. I'm Alana Ray.
I'm Mama J.
And before we get into our lovely topic this week, Mama, what are you drinking?
You know, it's a little early in the day, but I'm having a little Prosecco because I was at a bachelorette a couple weeks ago and there were some of those like little mini bottles of Prosecco that were left over. And so my friend gave me like a whole bag of them. So I'm having a little mimosa moment.
That sounds lovely. I wish I could be having a mimosa right now. I am drinking water, but sparkling water. So water with flair, you know? Yeah, no, hydrate or dehydrate, friends. It's a good time. But yeah, cool. Any what the L moments though?
I think I am just like, we're about a month out from my middle kid's graduation and I am like shocked at how fast time goes and I can't believe they're graduating and going to be going to college and I'm so excited for them, but it all happens so fast. So I think we were having a talk last night about, I can't believe it's coming up and we're trying to plan all the things. And yeah, like time is weird. And I feel like as you get older, time goes faster.
I agree with that. I feel like time goes really fast sometimes. Like sometimes like in the moment it feels slow, but then you're like, whoa, it's already March or, you know, whatever. And then you're like, what is happening? But yeah, no, it is absolutely wild that they are graduating high school and like going, well, they are an adult technically. I was going to say going to be an adult, but like going to college and like doing all the things is like very exciting and I'm happy for them. So yeah.
Well, I know it's really shocking because this is my child that does not cook, you know, because my other two children actually like to cook and are good cooks and all the things, but my middle child does not cook. And when I was out of town for my bachelorette weekend, this child made fried rice by themselves.
Yeah. And breakfast sandwiches.
Yeah, and breakfast sandwiches. And like this child does not cook and made fried rice and breakfast sandwiches. And I'm like shocked. I'm like, well, how come you've never cooked for me if you think you know how to cook now? But yeah, I was like, that's pretty cool that my child is like having to step into an adulting role because I was in town for a weekend.
I mean, it's definitely a good test. Like, will they eat mac and cheese and ramen or will they eat like actual food with vegetables?
Well, and they are my vegetable and fruit kids, so they'll probably eat a lot of that. But yeah, it's nice to know that they can cook if they choose to.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, what is an interesting what the deal? Oh, what is in the universe right now? Because three people that I have formally dated all texted me in the past like 2 days, and I don't understand why. There's been no reason, like, not like texting, they're like responding to my Snapchat stories or whatever, but like, why? Why are you like, this is a closed circuit, friends. Like, so that was kind of weird. And it was funny because I was like talking to friends on Zoom the other day and I was like, I don't understand. Like, I was like, what is happening? And they're like, man, there's something in the water. People are just acting strange.
Yeah. Well, I wonder if people, because you've moved back to Boston and doing all the things, I wonder if people are just checking in because, you know, you're in transition or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like definitely random, but like an ex that I hadn't spoken to in like 4 years reached out and I think it was very yeah. So yeah, I don't know. And I mean, I'm not like a ex basher or anything like that. So like I'm not gonna be like mad about it. I was just like, this is strange.
Yeah, something here.
I don't know. Maybe it's because it's May. I don't know. But anyway, do you want to get into our topic this week?
Yeah, I do.
Cool. Well, I felt like we have been doing a lot of stories that don't have necessarily happy endings. And I wanted to do a story that kind of has a happy ending, sort of. So I wanted to cover one of my favorite authors and probably one of the most famous like mystery authors ever. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Well, knowing you, I would say it's probably a lovely lady named Agatha.
So we are talking about the queen of the true crime genre herself, Miss Agatha Christie. And for those of you who don't know, she disappeared. She became her own murder mystery for a minute.
For a minute.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about her history, kind of the situation that led up to the disappearance, and then what happened. So Miss Agatha Mary Clarissa Miller was born on September 15th, 1890, in Torquay, Devon, which is in the UK. She was the youngest of three children. And then, I didn't want to get too into her like childhood, but in 1912, she attended a local dance where she met and fell in love with Archibald or Archie Christie. And Christie was a qualified aviator and he was posted to Exeter. And then in 1914, he was sent to France during World War I. So they married on Christmas Day that year while Archie was on leave. So definitely like one of those classic, like vintage, wartime romances is kind of what's happening with these two.
Tend to move very fast back then.
Exactly. And I mean, that it had been like a year and a half, I think, between like meeting and getting married, but still. Anyway, so while Archie was away, Agatha kind of busied herself. She was a voluntary aid nurse at the Red Cross Hospital in Torquay. And at the time, like at this hospital, there were a ton of Belgian refugees in the area who are said to have inspired one of her most famous characters. Do you happen to know which Belgian character is like one of her most famous characters?
No.
Detective Hercule Poirot.
Oh
Which, for those of you, I mean, specifically, there's a whole bunch of them coming out starring Kenneth Branagh right now. But, he was a military man who has a very fabulous set of mustaches and is a wonderful detective and very smart and likes very specific eggs.
funny.
So, those movies are streaming all over the place. You can watch them. I think they're wonderful. But yeah, so yeah, she was working with a lot of Belgian refugees during the war. And so at the time, I think Agatha wanted kind of a sense of purpose, and her sister Margaret was actually an author at Vanity Fair, and she urged Agatha to start writing.
Okay.
So she wrote her first mystery novel called The Mysterious Affair, The Mysterious Affair at Stiles, but she did not publish it yet. So after the war, the couple moved to London, where Archie was sent to work in the Air Ministry. And in 1919, she published this novel and signed a contract with the Bodley Head Publishing Company. And then in 1926, she moved to the Collins Publishing House and got a £200 advanced notice. And that was like the first time she was really actually making money from writing, and she felt really empowered and awesome.
Very cool.
So with this kind of newfound success, they were able to move to Berkshire. And they named their home Stiles after her first novel. And they also had a young daughter named Rosalind at the time. So they seem to be doing well. Yeah,
I like that, Rosalind.
I think it's cute. But, Agatha grew up, in poverty, and it was because her father died when she was at a young age, and like her mother struggled to make money. And so she actually kind of held a tight rein on the family finances, and she wanted to live a very modest lifestyle.
Yeah.
Archie did not. And a lot of people believe that this led to a lot of tension between the couple. So much so that Archie began an affair with his secretary named Nancy Neal. And Nancy was 25, she was a hot young thing, and Agatha, was like a mother in her 30s and whatever, which, I don't know. Between the two, I'd pick, the published author, but that's just me.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to bash Nancy. I'm sure she was a lovely lady. I don't know. But, Agatha discovered the affair, and at the time, Archie requested a divorce, and Agatha was like, that was just too much for her. So it also was kind of because, like, just before all of this happened, her mother had also passed away from bronchitis. So she was already grieving and, like, now a divorce and an affair.
So she had a lot going on, a lot of stressors.
Yeah, but then it's also interesting because she was at the height of her career so far. She had published her sixth novel, The Murder of Roger Ackroyd, earlier that year, and she pr had published her first collection of Poirot stories 2 years before. So she
Wow.
was doing really well in her career.
But maybe she was feeling unappreciated by her husband. Yeah.
I don't know, that's just me. But nevertheless, on December 3rd of 1926, the couple got into an argument and Archie left to spend a weekend away with friends, and his mistress was going to be there. And Agatha is said to have left her daughter, like, tuck her daughter into bed and then leave her home alone with the maid and left the house the same evening. The next morning, so December 4th, her car was found abandoned miles away by the Surrey police. It was submerged in bushes at Newlands Corner in Guildford, and they assumed it was a car accident.
Yeah.
And they said that the way the car was found, it kind of indicated that the driver lost control of the car. Now, in the car, the driver was missing, but the headlights were on, and then there was a coat and a suitcase in the back seat, and then the driver's license of Miss Agatha Christie was also in the car.
So definitely some clues for the police to work with.
Yes. So we knew she had a suitcase. So where was she going? We knew it was her, it was her car, and she didn't have a coat. So was she walking around? And this is December in England. I'm sure it's chilly. So is she walking around without a coat, and what's going on?
And did anybody know that she was taking a trip, or was the suitcase a surprise for people who knew her?
So from what I could tell, she was not supposed to be on a trip. Like, Archie was away and she just kind of, like, randomly left the house and, like, left her daughter with the maid and all of that. So it is interesting. But they kind of said, a relatively unknown author was suddenly on the cover of all the papers. And I wouldn't say she was unknown. Like, she had six novels and, whatever. But also, there are a lot of authors that you just kind of walk past the books in the bookstore. So, I don't know. But everyone knew of Agatha Christie now, and she had suddenly become one of her own mysteries. And
Yeah, it sounds like a PR stunt.
a little bit. And, obviously the police offered a reward for any information or sightings. So,
Yeah.
of course, in the days following the disappearance, Archie and Nancy were considered suspects, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And there was a manhunt ensued. There were thousands of policemen and volunteers looking for Agatha. They dragged a local lake called the Silent Pool, because I guess one of her characters had been drowned in a lake, and they wondered if art, like, life imitated art in that instance. The Home Secretary, William Hoynston Hicks, put pressure on police to find her. And actually, one of our good friends here, Arthur Conan Doyle, sought the help of a medium using one of her gloves as a guide, which is, like, classic this man.
Did he actually know her, or he just was like a fan of her work, or
I don't know if they were actually friends. I mean, I assume if he had one of her gloves, he probably knew her. But we also know Doyle was a big spiritualist and believer in mediums, and so I do think that's kind of fun and interesting too.
that is a fun.
So nothing happened. Like, no one knew what was going on. And then 10 days later, the head waiter of the Hydropathic Hotel in Harrogate, Yorkshire, contacted the police and said that a lively and bubbly guest from South Africa may be Agatha in disguise. Now, Agatha, the lady had different hair. She wore makeup differently. She seemed to have a very different demeanor. But she was registered at the hotel as Teresa Neal, which, if you look at the last name, that is the mistress's last name. So I find that interesting.
Interesting choice, yeah.
And so, in a very dramatic fashion, Archie traveled to Yorkshire, and he sat in the corner of the hotel during dinner, And he watched Agatha walk into the dining room, sit at a table, and read a newspaper that had the story on the front page about her disappearance.
Oh.
And so he approached her, but she showed like little to no recognition of her husband of 12 years. Like she was just like, "Who are you? Why are you here?" And so Archie declared that she was suffering from amnesia and a possible concussion. And two doctors did corroborate that they believed she had amnesia. Really, the only reason is that, she had this failure of recognizing him. But
Hit her
soon.
head in the car wreck, and they think the concussion and the amnesia was from the car crash.
Yeah, that's what they think. And so the interesting thing is, though, that pretty soon after this whole thing settled, the couple separated and got divorced. Archie married his mistress, Nancy Neal, and Agatha married Sir Max Mallowan, who was an archaeologist.
Ooh.
No one involved in the case ever spoke publicly about it after, like even Agatha like refused to answer questions about it. And she didn't even discuss it in her autobiography, which was posthumously published in 1977. So it's interesting that this is something that she didn't even consider an important moment in her life, if you think of it that way. So many people think, obviously, that there's two things. Like she actually got in a car accident and she had a concussion and like just forgot who her husband was and was like living her life as a South African lady for 10 days. And a lot of people believe that this was a publicity stunt to promote her novels. I also think, or people believe, she did use Nancy's last name, which could be a jab at Archie.
Yeah.
And maybe she just wanted to give him a taste of her own medicine. She.
No, see, I kind of feel that way. I kind of feel like she wanted to, I mean, because even the fact that those two ended up being suspects, if she ended up dead, I feel she wanted him to recognize she had power and she could like fuck him up. But also it was a great PR stunt to be, have this mystery when you're a mystery writer. So I think this woman killed two birds with one stone. She taught him a lesson and she got a lot of PR.
Yeah, and I will say something interesting is that, I didn't actually look up the real quote or whatever it was, but I remember in the Drunk History episode about this, Agatha had once mentioned to her sister, "If I wanted to disappear, I could do it and no one would ever catch me," essentially. And so, that being said, could easily. That to me is a hint, But nevertheless, we cannot like laugh at the impact that Miss Agatha Christie kind of had on the writing and true crime world. She was an acclaimed author and playwright. Her play, The Mousetrap, was the longest running play in theater history. It ran a very, very long time. She
Wow.
also wrote 66 detective novels and 14 collections of short stories. Which 66 novels, like, is she? How do you write so many? She is still one of the best-selling novelists of all time and has sold over 1 billion books in the English language, not including any other translations. So, over a billion in English, but not including like translations, which is huge.
Yeah.
And of course, as I mentioned earlier, several of the novels have been adapted into TV shows and movies. So, we cannot really deny her impact. I think she really shaped the detective mystery genre. A lot of people, the things that people think of are cliches, like she created the cliches, and I think that's really cool. So yeah, that like it's a shorty, but it's a goodie. I just thought we'd do a little fun one.
She's such a talented author. And again, for a woman to have like those kind of books that had, so many fans and still to this day people are reading her. But for a woman to do that at that time, I think is really cool. And I do think it's kind of hilarious if she just wanted to show Archie, like, I could fuck with your life too, as you're fucking with mine. But then she went to a fancy hotel and was eating good food and like living her best life for a few days. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, Like, I think that's really cool. And like, if she really did create like this like South African character and was just like
Yeah.
vibing at the hotel and having a great time, like, I'm so happy for her.
A break from all
Yeah.
this. Well, and then in Drunk History, because I remember seeing the Drunk History, was it Kirsten Dunst that played her? Who was it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was Kirsten Dunst, and she did a great job, like her running around in her little.
Yeah. No, I love Drunk History. I mean, it's such a good way to learn history, but like in a stupid fun way.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember that episode. I didn't remember all the details, but yeah, Kirsten Dunst was great.
Yeah, no, that is, like I said, absolutely one of my favorite Drunk History episodes ever. But yeah, no. And I wanted to ask you, like, have you read any Agatha Christie? Do you have a favorite story of hers? Like,
You know I read her when I was a kid, but yeah, I mean I really can't think of which one was my favorite, because I mean it's been so long since I read those books. I know I did not read the whole Poirot series. And I don't even know how many books are in that. Do you know how many books are in that?
so the Poirot series, because a lot of them started as short stories too. So I
Okay.
think he was in like seven books, but then there were also like dozens of short stories that he was included in.
Read all of those. But yeah, but I totally, I mean, that might be something I put on my reading list, because I am going back and reading some old books these days, and yeah, there's probably a lot that I missed. So do you have a favorite?
Yeah, I mean, I think the first one I ever read was And Then There Were None, which,
I was
is.
gonna say that's the one I feel like people know the best, and I know it used to have a different name, but And Then There Were None, that's a great book.
I think it's great. The movie was absolute trash, and I really want justice for that film. Because they completely changed everything. And why would you do that? But I like that one a lot. I read one that I just thought was really clever called The ABC Murders. And it was like a person was killed in it. Like, so someone named like Arthur was killed on Abbey Road in Aberdeen. And like, so every single like piece of it started with A and then it moved on to B and it went every single person, like, and it just like went down the alphabet that way till it got the killer. And I just thought that was very clever. I thought it was kind of fun. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I really like that one. So
Yeah.
yeah, no, she's definitely one I enjoy. I think she's, like I said, it's the very classic. Like, you can kind of predict who it is by like chapter eight, and that's okay, but it's like a really fun time. And I think she has some really clever twists as well. So I really do love Agatha, and I think, like I said, I think her impact on the genre is very clear.
For sure.
Well, I guess I'll get into some housekeeping stuff because that's all I had. But you all are wonderful, so keep listening to us every Wednesday. You can like and subscribe on all the episodes. You could rate us 5 stars wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram at whattheelpod. You can also send us an email at whattheelpod@gmail.com if you have story ideas or personal stories you'd like us to share in a future episode. And then you can also follow us on Patreon. Just go to patreon.com and search What the L Pod. We are right there. We have some lovely short little fun episodes for you in there. But outside of that, I just want to say I appreciate you, Mama.
You too, baby.
And we appreciate you, friends. Bye-bye.
Okay.